Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig Opager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.
Proverbs 27:22. Though thou shouldest bray a fool in a mortar, among wheat with a pestle, yet will not his foolishness depart from him. The Bible tells us that correction exists that will drive foolishness from a child. In Proverbs 22:15, God tells us that foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. So a child's foolishness can be driven to a faraway place by the rod of correction. What is described in our proverb is not the correction of a child, but of dealing with a confirmed fool. This proverb describes a most drastic and strict punishment, and yet this does not bring success in driving foolishness away. This is the foolishness of a fool. This proverb is about the fool that has said, "There is no God." God uses language in this proverb to describe an act that conveys to us a process that is used to crush a structure into another form whereby the original structure is no longer recognized. He asks us to picture a mortar and a pestle. The mortar is an inverted bell-shaped vessel in which substances are pounded or bruised, with a pestle, which is an instrument for pounding and breaking substances. In the mortar, we are to picture wheat that is there to be separated so that something useful will be produced by that separation. God has given us grain that is contained in a husk. We must work to get the grain out of the husk. The husk must be crushed to recover the grain. This process of separation yields a reward to the laborer and all who partake of the bread made with the wheat. Now God wants us to picture a fool inserted in the mortar with the wheat. The fool is to undergo the braying of the pestle along with the wheat. To bray means to pound, beat, or grind small. This is the picture of an extremely harsh act of an attempted correction of a fool to make the fool useful for God. But are we to expect profit from this pounding, this beating, and this grinding of the fool? Are we to expect transformation of the fool into another form, like the transformation of the wheat into a useful grain? This proverb is clear. A fool cannot be transformed into something useful for God by such measures. Did God cure the foolishness of man by bringing the flood? No. He destroyed the race, but not the foolishness. As Pharaoh was pressed in the mortar, did he depart from his foolishness that sought to destroy the Israelites? What will be the result of the braying that God performs during the tribulation upon those committed to evil? Will this turn the fools around? Read the scripture. Revelation 16:10-11. And the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seed of the beast, and his kingdom was full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues for pain, and blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores, and repented not of their deeds. Why not? Because they are fools. This proverb convinces us that there are deep implications of judgment to those who say there is no God. The belief in the necessity of affliction for the saving of a fool is a delusion. Never by itself will it bring one soul to God. A fool may be crushed, but never humbled. The blows in a fool's life may come, but he will continue clinging to his foolishness. Jeremiah 13:23 touches on this important lesson. Can the Ethiopian change his skin, or the leopard his spots? If he can, then may ye also do good that are accustomed to do evil. No, a fool is a fool is a fool. The harshest punishment that you can imagine will not turn him into something that he is not. Only by the grace of God and the transforming power of the Holy Spirit will a man's foolishness depart from him. There must be a supernatural work done in the heart to bring about the needed transformation. God must create a new man. The old man is hopeless, and therefore punishment, as drastic as can be imagined, is of no avail. It is God's grace and God's grace alone that can do anything for man. Man cannot be punished into the kingdom.
Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig Opager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.